You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Well, it's nice to be back this week. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples. The title of this message is How the World Works. And this is going to be very revealing, though many people know some of the aspects of how the world works, but it's not always how you think it is. So what I would say is, let's use our imaginations. Let's see if we can do that. Have you ever thought of the possibility that the judgment has already taken place and that we are already in hell? Think about that. It's an horrific idea, is it not? Imagine if we were already in hell and this was just all a facade, and that we, you know, of course that's not the way it is, but think of that. Now, the world is operating like we are in hell, and, you know, it's obvious that it's not going, you know, when Yahweh says the kingdom of God is within you, this I have an understanding of this like never before. See, the kingdom of Yahweh is within us because we love Yahweh. We love His law. His law is instituted within our hearts. We try our hardest to obey His law. So the kingdom is in operation within us. You see? The truth of the Holy Spirit is in operation within us. Yahweh's word is in it's happening within us. The kingdom is within us. The problem is that the kingdom is not without us. You see, the kingdom that we are living in at this particular time is obviously not Yahweh's kingdom at this moment. It's a horrific kingdom. It's very filthy. And so, basically, we're going to take a look at the world as the world body. In my first show, we looked at the body of Satan, the Kahila. And we described all the parts of the body of Satan and how it operates in this world. In the second show, we were talking about the Bride of Christ. Now I'm going to talk about, which is the body of Christ? Now I'm going to talk about the world as a world body. So, let's take a look at it here. The world body has white blood cells. Wait till you see the parallels in all this. The world body has white blood cells that have a lot to do with contributing to the health of the body in our bodies. But as the world body is, not all white blood cells are operating properly. We also have cancers and parasites. These parasites are cancers. These parasites are the Jews. And the Jews will get other cells to attack the body and the white blood cells. The parasite lives on the host. Remember last week when I, or excuse me, the week before, when I talked about Ben Franklin. And he said that the Jews were a vampire race. That they could, they couldn't exist by living with other vampires, which is themselves. They had to subsist off the Christians and off other races. This is quite interesting. And, okay, so let's look at it, right? So the we're going to look at the organs of our current world, and we're going to look how the cancers and parasites operate to make these organs sickly. See, that's what happens when a parasite lives on a host. It doesn't necessarily, most parasites don't kill the host because they're subsisting off the host. Of course, they make the host sick and make the host stagger. And, you know, it's they're living off the host. But usually if they kill the host, that then they have nothing to live off of. This particular parasite will kill the hosts, believe it or not. Because there's plenty of hosts. Isn't it funny? You know, I was saying to some of my friends last week about Yahweh of hosts. Now, the hosts were the armies. I understand that, okay? But I want you to also think about that. Yahweh of hosts. I'm not going to use the word Lord. You understand? We already talked about that. So, the countries are Anglo-Saxon countries are the hosts. And the other families are the hosts for the Jew parasite as well. So, it looks to me like something must have happened on the radio here. I'm not quite sure. But I'm going to continue on. Okay. The healthcare system. Let's talk about it. It's one of the organs of the world. Now, the healthcare system was really designed to make people healthy if it was functioning properly. You know what I'm saying? If it was functioning properly, the healthcare system would make people healthy. It wouldn't treat people to keep bringing them back and keep them in a perpetual sickness. What it would do is it would heal people. Now, why is this organ sick? Well, because it has been made a business. You know, only the Jew would make the health of mankind into a business. I remember seeing The Eternal Jew, the movie from Germany, and they said the very same thing, that they didn't want to heal the people, that they wanted to keep them in a state of perpetual sickness. Pretending to heal them. What they do is they don't heal you, they treat you. So you can see that this organ of the world is very sick and not functioning properly, as Yahweh would have designed it to. Who's responsible? The same old parasite. Let's look at one of these particular organs, the education system. It's a system that is designed to educate the peoples of the world. Education would, of course, include truth, yet this world's education doesn't include much truth at all. Okay. Why? It's a system of indoctrination rather than useful education. See? It's not education at all. It's a system of indoctrination. And just like the healthcare system, money is the objective. Why do we charge so much money? This is there to impose slavery upon the student or their parents. Because it's an abusive amount of money. And this should not run. This is not the way this should be running either. So this system, the education system, which is part of the Communist Manifesto anyway, and so is the healthcare system. The control of it, the state control of it, and who controls the state but the parasite, the Jew. Many of the teachers in the education system are Jews. Most of them. Or liberal, useful idiots that are teaching. Let me show you how this works. Think about this for a moment. This is very interesting. These people are so sly and so filthy, I'm telling you. Okay, say you wanted to become a history teacher in the educational system. Well, you'd go to college. You'd first go to high school, then you'd go to college. And you would be indoctrinated into what they want you to know about history. Now, history has been changed by the parasite. Because the parasite has control over the printing and over the educational system through the Communist Manifesto. This educational system gives them access to your mind. Okay, so you want to become a history teacher. So you go to college and they ask you questions and you answer the questions back as they have presented the answers to you. And you will pass. If you were to study real history and you went against them and said, well, I'm not so sure that this is really what happened in history, and you gave them the truthful answer of what you had found, you would not pass the test. So, how it works is this. You answer what they have parroted in you, what they have put in your ear, you parrot back to them, and you pass the test. You eventually become a history teacher. And you'll be paid well for your teaching. As long as you don't go against what their version of the history is. So you are a sellout for money. You understand what I'm telling you? In other words, you're going to be paid to lie to the children and teach them a false history. But you'll be paid well for it now. So you keep your mouth shut. Just do what you're told. And everything will be fine. That tells you a lot. What I just told you speaks volumes. Let me go back to the healthcare system for 1 minute, because I forgot to mention something that I think is important about it. You see, the doctor is licensed. If you want to read about how the healthcare system got to where it is today and why how it became a business, I suggest you read Eustace Mullen's book, Murder by Injection. This tells the exact story on how the healthcare system came into being. And a brief synopsis of that would be There were plenty of doctors around, and they used herbs, and they used, people. America was the healthiest nation in the whole world. So Rockefeller, they wanted to turn this into a business. And they wanted to get, you see, the Jews wanted to be, the parasite, wanted to be teachers. They wanted to be religious leaders. They wanted to be in the political system. They wanted to be in healthcare so they could control the Adamic race's health and the other families of the world as well. So they started a college where you now, the doctors were getting paid like the same amount a mechanic would be paid. And there were plenty of doctors, tons of them. And these people were people that cared about their patients. I mean, I can't speak for every single doctor, but generally speaking, because we were a healthy nation, the healthcare system, there really wasn't a healthcare system. It was just we were healthy. So what happened is they made it so that people couldn't afford to go to these colleges, but Jews could because they always have the money, as you well know. And so they made sure that they thinned down who could be a doctor, and they attacked Yahweh's system of medical, you know what I mean? And they introduced this allopathic medicine, which is radical drugs and surgery. And this whole thing was started by two quacks, Jews, of course, parasites, of course. And so you can read about it in Eustace's book, but I just wanted to tell you that they made it so that the doctors are licensed. So in the same way as I told you the teacher has to lie in order to get paid well to the student, well, what we have here is we have doctors that if they find the truth about medicines or they don't go by the healthcare system rules, their license will be taken away. Do you understand? Now, I want you to realize that it's always in the guise of your protection. The only reason the doctor is licensed is because we didn't want any people practicing being doctors that weren't approved by our system. But it's just for your protection. I want you to know that. It's always for your protection. Of course, you can tell I'm being sarcastic. Okay. So that explains the healthcare system. We can see that that is not functioning properly. It's an organ of the world, and it is malfunctioning. It shouldn't be a business. You realize that, right? we're talking about love here. You know, Yahweh raised up people like doctors and nurses that loved people and genuinely wanted to heal them and make them better. Today, it's just a business. They don't really care about you. They may say they care about you. They may listen to your concerns, but they've got to do what that system says. Okay, so that's all I really need to say. So you can see the healthcare system is an organ of the world that is not functioning properly. No way should it ever have been a business. No other race would do that. There is no other race that would make the healthcare system a business but the Jew. I guarantee you that. Okay, the educational system, we went through that. And so we find that that is not operating properly because you're only getting educated from what 2 or 3% of the population wants you to be educated in. And you're not necessarily being taught the truth. And in fact, you're really not being taught the truth. You see, why we want you to go, I will mention this before we move on to the religious system. The reason why we want you to go through our indoctrinational education system to get a job is because we want to make sure that you're well primed for the work environment, so that you have the ideals of the Communist Manifesto, so that you will believe all the precepts of the parasite, and you'll be able to parrot them. If you should choose not to, you will not be in the work environment very long. So therefore, what you're noticing is you're noticing that these people, they want you to speak what they want you to speak. They want, in other words, you just to cover your eyes and pretend that you don't know that the truth is the truth, and you just speak whatever they want you to speak. You cover your mouth, don't ever speak the truth. Unless when you do speak, make sure you speak what they want you to speak. Now, of course, I don't agree with this, and that's all BS, and I would recommend that you, whatever the Jew likes, probably is something you don't want to be involved in. Whatever the Jew hates, probably, most likely, it's something you do want to be involved in. Because it's telling you something. Okay, so now, let's move on to the religious system. Number one, there's no need for the religious system. That sounds crazy to you, doesn't it? You don't believe that right away, do you? See, there is no need for a religious system, because Yahweh does not approve all those religions in this world. I already explained to you about the Jews and the Catholics last week that should tell you enough that these people are in direct disobedience to the Heavenly Father. You know, this is just common sense, people. Common sense. So the religious system is fragmented. Its bones are broken. There's all kinds of different churches. It's fragmented. You see, you can tell when a religion is wrong because the Jews will love it. See, the Jews don't say too much about, they don't like Christianity, okay? But they fully will allow those men to get on the religious stations and talk the nonsense that they talk, because this is exactly what they want. They also, Charles Taze Russell, who was the creator of, the Jehovah Witnesses. He was a 33-degree Freemason. He had the sun disk on his books, the sun disk from Egypt. And the Jew rabbis would come and listen to his sermons. They loved him. What does that tell you about the Jehovah Witnesses? What does it tell you about their religion? It tells you that the Jew like their religion. They talk about Jesus Christ. Think about that for a little while. And by the way, that particular religion is run by the B'nai B'rith from New York, the Freemasonic Lodge that is just Jewish, completely Jewish. Okay, remember we heard about the B'nai B'rith? That they are part of Shaitan's system, the serpent system, okay? They are part of the body of Satan, the world body of Satan. Now, this religious system is fragmented, as I've said, but it is also there. Notice that it's always got the parasite involved in it. Notice that money is involved in it. They want to be paid to lie to you. This is just, it's right in front of your face. I don't know how anybody can't see this. They not only want to corrupt you, They want to be paid for doing it. Money ties all this stuff together. Why are these organs of the world body unhealthy? Because of the parasite, because of the control of the parasite. That the parasite has created most of the religions that are in the religious system of the world, which we don't need, because we only need Yahweh. We don't need religious systems. We don't need separate religions. All we need to do is turn back to Yahweh and obey his laws, and turn back to his law. So the religious system is part of this world, but it's not needed. We don't need it. Isn't that interesting? We don't need it. So, very interesting, is it not? So, as we move down, we find out that every organ so far of the world body is not operating properly and has a lot to do with money. Okay. Why don't we look at the political system? Now, the political system is also a system that is not needed. We don't need the federal governments. It's unneeded. It's a liability rather than an asset. It's not doing us any good. There again now, it tells us that it's protecting us and that it's there to protect us. It's there for your good. And you know in your own hearts that it's not there to protect you, that it's there to persecute you. You see, what they're trying to do in America here is they've designated America as one of the 10 regions of the world. And America, this region in America, is to be a welfare region. In other words, eventually, we will all be living on the political system, off of the political system. Therefore, they will be there for our protection. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen, but it certainly is on the way. It certainly looks that way. I even believe it looks that way in the UK. I hear people talking about that all the time. So the political system is comprised of sellouts. Now, as the Jewish parasite infiltrates the political system and supports the political system. See, the Bible talks about men who love gifts. Be careful when somebody wants to give you a gift. There's something behind it. So never be a lover of gifts. These politicians are given gifts. Now, we don't need these politicians. You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's all a farce. It's in opposition to Yahweh. There is no need for the federal government. There is no need for the central banking system. I'm pausing there for you to think about it. Think about it. It's a liability, like I said. It's not doing you any good. All it's doing is impoverishing you, imposing on you draconian laws. I told you that Yahweh forbids us to add to his law or take away from his law. These laws are Talmudic. This is the same thing in the Bible. When Jesus was taught, the only reason I use the word Jesus is so that the Judeo-Christians will know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Yahweh in the flesh. His name is Yeshua, which means Yahweh saves. Every once in a while, I will use the name Jesus, only so they know who I'm talking about. It's not for you that know already what the story is. It's for those who are new and coming in and just trying to understand what's going on. So these are sellouts. So we don't need these. You see, tell what happened in the Bible, Yeshua, what he did was he said that you make the law and the tradition of men, and that ruins the law of Yahweh. In other words, you make the traditions of men supersede the laws of Yahweh. They were doing it then. They're doing it now. We don't need them. We don't need their political system. The political system is there as a control mechanism. You understand what I'm telling you? That's why they got rid of the kings. Because the political system would ensure what I'm going to tell you next. You see, we were told that democracy is the vilest form of government. We have two parties, okay? And actually three parties. They use the third party only when it's necessary to make sure that they win one way or another. It usually is to draw votes away from somebody they don't want in office. As in the case of Taft, Woodrow Wilson got in. And what they did was they brought Teddy Roosevelt in on the third party because they wanted to make sure they got the Federal Reserve Act in. And Taft would not do that. So they brought in Teddy Roosevelt. And basically he drew enough votes away so that they could bring in Woodrow Wilson because he was the puppet they wanted in there. It's incredible. It's just amazing. So basically what you have is you have the Hegelian dialect here. Okay? With the two parties. You have the Democratic Party. And they are, let's say they are the thesis. And then you have the Republican Party, which is the antithesis. These two parties are opposing one another. As you see in Congress, as they clash and clash and clash with each other, because it's called the United States, you understand? Because a divided house will fall. So when you have two different parties inside of a thing, it can never be united. So really, United States is a lie. Because they knew democracy would never, you could never be united. Because these two parties are opposing each other. Now, let me prove to you. What happens when these two, when the thesis fights against the antithesis, there becomes what's known as the synthesis. This is the Hegelian dialect. This is used all the time. So what happens is this. You've heard the term neocon. Neo means new. And this is a con. So what happens is the liberals, the Jews, and let me tell you, there's no such thing as a Jewish conservative. Don't ever tell me there is. It's just against all they are. You can say, well, I saw a Jew in the Republican Party and they're conservative. Oh, really? Oh, very interesting. So you think. But anyway, neoconservative, a neocon, is somebody that must have come from the other party. They are no longer a liberal, but now they're a new conservative, also a new type of conservative. So therefore, they have now infiltrated the Republican Party to the point where there is no difference between either party. Do you understand that, what that means? That's the synthesis. So here's the proof of the synthesis. You had Al Gore running for president on the Democratic Party, of course. He's a liberal scumbag. And you had Rick Perry was his campaign manager. All of a sudden, a short time later, Rick Perry's running for the president on the Republican ticket. There's your proof of the synthesis. So you have the thesis that fights the antithesis in the process of these two opposing forces, you know, fighting each other. There becomes a synthesis of the two. Now, I don't have to go any further than that. We can now see that the political system is a waste of time. It's a farce. It's in opposition to Yahweh. And it is the avenue to our slavery. Okay, so the Jews control all three parties right now. Guaranteed. Okay, now I'll explain to you why these minorities are coming into our countries. Now this just happened in Sweden too. You see, the Jew just doesn't want to control everything. There's always a progression to get more. So the Jew wants a full dictatorship. Therefore, we only really need one party, like the Communist Party. First, it starts out as a democratic party. Then it's called a socialist party. Socialism, not to be confused with what happened in Germany. And then the next progression is communism. You see, there it is, the gradualism of the devil again. I told you that the tool of gradualism is the weapon of the devil and his literal offspring. So now there will be only one party because, you see, these minorities, they're getting all these freebies, right? And they just can't see beyond the freebies. They love gifts. I just told you, if a man loves gifts, he can be bought. So these minorities have been bought by the Jews. They gave them freebies. And so whenever they want them to vote, they have to vote whatever the Jew wants them to, or they won't get their freebies anymore. Now, what happens because of this? Now there'll only be one party. There will be nobody other than a Jew that will be president, because Obama's a Jew. Don't think he's not. He is a Jew. The Jews are not white. I already told you that. They're Turco-Mongolian. So now, there will be no more, there probably never will be a Republican unless he's a Jew. And of course, that's possible because it doesn't matter. But either way, they're going to win. You understand? So really, it's now going to be a one-party thing because there's no difference between the three parties. They're really just one party. So by the minorities doing this and them flooding our nations with all these minorities, these people will outvote us and make sure that they stay in power for good. This will put slavery upon not only us, the Anglo-Saxon. Now, I mean, we're already in slavery, but this will now further enslave us. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Now, they can't understand that they're going to be enslaved as well. They don't see that. They can't see past the gifts. All they can see is the gift and the hate that they have for us. So that will make sure that we are further enslaved. So now we see, and the political system also runs on money. So we have the parasite involved in the political system, and we have the parasite finding a bunch of sellouts from our race and other families of the world that don't belong there. And these sellouts can't see past the gift any more than the minority can. You see, Rand Paul, he went over to, and he put his little yarmulke on, and he went over to the wall, which is not the wall of the temple, because every stone on the temple was thrown down. That's a lie. It's not the temple. It never was, and it never will be. Yeshua doesn't lie. Yahweh does not lie. When he said every stone would be torn down, it was. That wall has nothing to do with the temple, the former temple. Okay, so we can see that the political system is a body, is an organ of the world, and we see that it is corrupt, and we see who corrupted it, and it's done through money again. You know, when the Federal Reserve Act was put in, see, it's not that I want to keep harping on this because this is the truth. You see, how did the Jews get control of all these things? This was the keystone right here, the Federal Reserve. Once they could print all the money and have, they also put it in so they could never be, but anyway, they can't be checked out. Nobody can see their books. So once they did that, anytime a Jew wanted to buy a business, they wanted to get all the papers of the world, or most of them, or all the media outlets of the world, all they had to do was print up some money, hand it to that Jew, and that Jew was able to go buy because they could pay an outrageous price for it. See, this is a handicap. And basically, this is cheating, of course, and this is how they've done what they've done. They didn't do this because they're so smart. They've done this because they're cheating. And always have been cheaters. So, let's move on to law enforcement. Another organ of our current world. Law enforcement is usually controlled through Freemasonry, which is a Jew-run, Jew-controlled organization. Usually Jews, like you've heard of the ADL teaching the law enforcement what a terrorist is and all this kind of stuff. See, they control law enforcement. Okay, let me discuss to you how this entity came to be. You see, back in the times of earlier America, early 1900s, we did not need all these police, right? You usually had cops walking a beat in the city, didn't have a gun, or just usually used a billy club. So the Jew, what they did through Hollywood and through newspapers and false stories, is they created the mafia, and they also outlawed liquor, which created crime, more crime, which then in turn, they told you how many more police we need, the rackets, the racketeering. The Jews ran the rackets, but they also wanted to grow the police force. There's a reason for growing the police force, you see. Now, you see what I'm telling you? This is slick stuff. This is how they grew it. How are they growing it today? The world's enemy was communism until everybody found out that the Jew was the one who's behind communism. So the Jews said, we've got to stop that because we've already told them that communism is Judaism. So they invented a new enemy for the world, called the terrorist. Now, they had been the terrorists of the world up until that point and still are. But as everything they do, they call everybody else what they are. They have defined the word terrorist and everything else now. Now, that these terrorists, of course, are faceless people. We don't know who they are. We can't recognize them. Who could they be? A faceless enemy. Therefore, we need to have much more control, much more policing. We need more law enforcement. More law enforcement. Can you hear what I'm saying? This is how the police state grows. This is done by the parasite. Because the Jew, when you're in the Freemasonic Lodge, now that's a Shabbos Goy lodge, and there are Jews within it as well. But it's there to draw in the prime of the Shabbos Goy, which are the white people, the Anglo-Saxon people. It's a trap for men. So that the Jew can use these men. See, the Jew can't do all these things without the Anglo-Saxons helping them. They can't go over and fight a war without the Anglo-Saxon people to do it for them. The Shabbos Goy. What do they call a soldier? A mercenary. That means you're getting paid to kill. You're not killing to save my life or to protect me. It's, again, it's in the guise of our protection. It's always in the guise of your protection. Why are we growing the police state? We want to protect you. And we're showing you that we want to protect you, say the Jews, because what we do is we aggravate all your enemies overseas and we kill people and bring a hatred against you. See, the Muslims hated the Jews. Now the Muslims are starting to hate the Anglo-Saxon people more than the Jews. So then they open the borders so these people can get in. That's because they're trying to protect you, you see. You understand that, right? So, how are they growing it? Now, you've got a thing going on in Baltimore, and really what I believe this is nothing more than a drill. It's a psyop. But what it does is it causes people that see this drill, it causes them to react. Therefore, we need more police. We've gone from just having a policeman walk the beat, every beat of the city, so to speak, each one with a billy club, to now we need machine guns against the citizens. Pretty soon we need bombs and lasers against them. This parasite knows no end and is the most hateful thing in the world. So let me tell you something about law enforcement, all right? This is the truth of law enforcement. Now, there are men that want to solve crime, but since it's Jew-controlled, just like in the armies, we weren't allowed to win in Vietnam. We weren't allowed to win in Korea. Well, law enforcement is not allowed to win either. You see, if they cleaned up the streets, and they could very well, they have more technology today than they've ever had in the history of the world. They could clean up crime in no time flat. But what would that mean? Now, let me show you another form of protection. If they were to go out and thwart crime like they really could, then there would be no need for all these police. And, of course, that goes against everything the Jew has worked to get to this place at this time. So, therefore, law enforcement is not functioning properly. It is sick. And it's not necessarily the... It's very much Freemason controlled. I'm sorry to tell you that. So what you're noticing is that we're paying all this money now. This costs more money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see the parasite and do you see how it's working? It costs more money. Having the federal government costs more money. We don't need it. We don't have to pay all that money. We don't need to pay the senators. We don't need to pay any of the people up there. We don't need to pay all this law enforcement. We don't need to pay. You see, it's all money that's just being thrown away, taken away from you for your protection. For your protection. But it's not needed. So many of the gangs that you see out there would not continue to exist if law enforcement wanted to take them down. But they exist and they have equipment and everything else because they're being funded through the parasite. It's very clear. I'm not just imagining this, folks. I'm not just thinking this. This is the way it is. All right, let's move on to another organ. So now we see again another organ of the world, which is very important, is now controlled by the parasite, not functioning properly, done in the guise of protection, and it's all about money. You see, what is policing today? Policing is probably about 25% actual law enforcement and about 75% generation of money through, roads, parking meters, etc. You get the idea. You understand? So law enforcement is, it wouldn't be 100% law enforcement or else crime would be wiped out, virtually wiped out. You see, if they went out there and they machine gunned down these blacks that were doing all this destruction, that would teach all the rest of the blacks that you come out into a city and you do this, this is what happens. But that's not going to be. That's not what the Jew wants. The parasite brings other parasites into the world to feed off the body, the world body, to feed off the white blood cells. Okay, you understand that now? All right, so now let's move on to the next organ of the world, the judicial system, the bail courts, the courts of bail. It's a false system of justice. It is Jew-controlled, and it is controlled also through Freemasonry. Most of these people are Freemasons. See, the judge is a banker. And almost 95% of people that go to law school are Jews. Probably the other ones are Freemasons. Shabbos goys, or whatever. And so this judicial system has nothing to do with justice at all. It's a here we go again. It's controlled by the parasite. And it's a money-making adventure. What they do is when you hire a lawyer, you become a ward of the court. That means you have no control over what happens to you. In the law books, you are known as a monster. Does that sound funny to you? But that's the truth. In the law books, when you hire a lawyer, you become a ward of the court. So what they do is they keep continuing on these court cases, and the lawyer makes more money, and he gives a kickback to the banker, who is the judge. Nothing to do with justice. Totally opposed to Yahweh. A money-making adventure. But it's also there for your protection. So when you see the judge, what happens is, I'm just going to mention this quickly. A lot of people have said, geez, I see the judge and the lawyers go into the judge's chambers, and then they come out real quickly. Well, what they're doing is, they go into the judge's chamber and they make a trust, where you become the trustee, and they become the executor of the trust and the beneficiaries of the trust. See, the trust, the position you don't want to be in is the trustee. You don't know this. They come out, they've made this trust, and then they execute the judgment upon this trust. So what you do, I'm just telling you this, I'm not going to go into this real quickly, is the first thing you do is break up that trust, and you say to the judge and the lawyers, I break that trust that you just made in there, and you declare yourself as the executor of the trust and declare them to be the trustees, because that's the actual way it really is. Neither here nor there, the judicial system is not operating, and it's really sad. It's not operating. It's defunct. And it is sick, and it's an organ that the parasite has attacked and is kept in an ill manner. Let's move on to the monetary system. This is how they stole everything through the printing of money. I told you that. This is the very control mechanism. Money, in my view, this is how it works. Money equals slavery. You know, one day I said to myself, how would you define freedom? And I thought to myself, well, money seems to be the problem. But it's really the usury that's the problem. I would agree with that. But the money is the mechanism. So, when Ben Franklin, the colonies were thriving. And they were doing very well. Everybody in America was thriving. And Ben Franklin, he was the ambassador to England. And so he went over there, and the people, the bankers or whatever they were, asked him, why is America so successful? And what he answered was, because we have our own money system and there is no interest on the money. That's the usury. Immediately, they enacted the Currency Act of 1674, 1764, I think it was. One or the other. I'm sorry, I didn't write it down, but there's two currency acts. I think one was 1775, and you'll have to look it up. Just look up the Currency Act. So anyway, after that, after he told them that, and they enacted that the Currency Act, I think it was 1764, the colonies went into depression, and it was a real bad time. So, money equals slavery, freedom equals freedom from money. You may say this instead, usury equals slavery, freedom equals freedom from usury. Because the money itself is not evil, it's the love of money. So that makes sense, does it not? Okay, let's talk about, so we see that the monetary system is controlled by the 3% of the people, and 98% of the people have no control over their money. We see that that's, of course, that was done for our protection as well, because in 1907, there were bank runs, and there were all kinds of problems, so they did this deliberately, of course, so that's why they wanted to get the Federal Reserve Act done. It was only for our protection. Okay, so the control of resources, this is the next problem. They want to control all resources, whether it's oil, food, water, everything. Now, if 3% of the people control all the resources, what does that mean for 97% of the people? What is that going to mean? If they controlled all the water and they hate the Anglo-Saxon people won't get any water. Just like what happened to the Germans after the war through Eisenhower. So if we let them, the parasite is in the operation of trying to control all resources and may even control all resources. The water is not anything you should control. The water has been given to us. That's Yahweh's water. So when they were over in Russia and they were doing all these dirty deeds to these people, killing them, 60 million people, the first thing they wanted to do was destroy the farms. They did this in America as well. They gave the people over there in Russia one potato per family to eat per week. Yet the whole world had given them, had sent food over there to help these people. They put them in storage and didn't give it to the people. They wanted to kill them. Now, this is the parasite I'm talking about, the Jew. So, why do we want to get rid of the small farms? What is going on with small farms? See, Yahweh designed it so that we would have our own small farms. And what that would provide us with is a home. And it would provide us with food. And it would provide us with independence. We wouldn't be dependent on a grocery store or a government. Think about that for a while. So, this is, of course, control by getting rid of that. See, Yahweh wanted us to have those things. It was a protection for us. Having a small farm meant that you would be working. You wouldn't need a job, you see? We need jobs now. But you wouldn't need a job because your job would be to grow your food and to help your community by growing food that they could trade with you for. So, the small farms are extremely important to a country. And that's why they wanted to get rid of it. Small farms equal independence and property ownership as long as there's no usury. Small farms equal no need for federal government. Healthy, fresh food, which in turn keeps the family healthy, wealthy, and wise. Small farms equal tight-knit communities that can share with one another, thus all benefiting through trade. Families that are healthy and have a good sense of working together, and many, many, many other benefits as well. I can't go into all of it right now. That farm was there for our protection. That's why they wanted to take it away. That's why they got involved as bankers helping the farmers who needed money. When in turn, it should have just been the local state government that had plans to help farmers, because farmers are the backbone, like the family is the backbone of a nation, like Yahweh is the backbone of a nation. So, they sing, by the way, the communists sing, and this is Mandela. He's supposed to be a hero. I guess they got a statue of him over there in England. He's a communist. He hates white people. The Jews love him, though, because, see, he fits into that plan I told you about last week. So these communist pigs sing in South Africa, "Kill the farmer, kill the Boer." The Boer is the Anglo-Saxon, and they are the farmer. You know, when they were in control of those countries, they produced enough food for the whole continent, I believe, or very close to it. Now that the blacks are in control of those farms, most of those farms, they need food from us. Reality is reality. I don't care. If you want all races to be equal and you want to pretend and play pretend and all this stuff, just forget about it. It doesn't work. You're never going to convince me of that. And I think as soon as people realize that, you're never going to ever convince them again. So we're going to move on to the last organ, which I believe to be one of the most important organs in the world. Why do I say this? The media is very important. The media, their function was to expose corruption, to get to the truth of a matter in all the other organs of the world, our existing world. Whether they're needed or not needed, that's what's going on in our world. So therefore, the media was there to keep in check the government, the healthcare system, the money system, etc. So, I told you they wanted to get all the media, and they have done it. They've got six Jews run all the media of the world. All but very, 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 very small percentage. I'm talking in the 90, 95 or 96% or something like that, okay? Look, you'll find articles on this. So the media is the key to the enablement of corruption at this point. It's the key for the enablement of corruption. When the three percenters own all the media, that is the access to your mind. That is the access to the truth. That is the access to, in other words, if they don't want it, that's the voice of the people of the world. Yet it's only the voice of 3% of the people of the world, and 97% of the people of the world have no voice in that media, unless the 3% approve what that voice is. Therefore, in reality, 97% of the people have no voice in the media. Now, people, if you can't see a problem with that, come on. This means they have access through Hollywood. This is how you were given your frame of reference. Most people in this world have been taught everything they've been taught through the television, through newspapers, through the preachers, through the magazines, through Hollywood, as I said, through all these things. They control that key. It's the key to the health of all the other organs. The media is the key to the health of all the other organs because it was there to keep it in check. It was there to keep, make sure that it exposed the corruption. Therefore, people would be afraid to be corrupt and afraid to do these dastardly things they're doing. Since it has become the enablement of corruption, now they know they can have a free hand and just do whatever they want because they know they won't be reported because they've been given gifts from the parasite. And as long as they keep their mouth shut, they'll get some more gifts. These men love gifts. Gifts. They love gifts. They love gifts more than they love you, their own brethren, their own race. So this is a monopoly. This is a monopoly. They talk about how they've got rid of all monopolies and all this garbage, and yet everything is a monopoly. That's double speak, double think. So, this is a monopoly that should be outlawed immediately by the world body. Therefore, if it was outlawed, it would begin to function correctly. This organ would begin to function correctly and would cause the other organs of the world to step back and move towards healing. Think about that for a little while. It defies all common sense for us to let 3% of the population have the only say in the media of the world, the only access to your mind. They've given you this, like I said, they gave you your frame of reference through all these avenues. You know no other thing. Unless you seek for the truth, you know no other thing. Unless you know Yahweh, you know no other thing. This is how it comes about. So Ben Franklin said something a long time ago on common sense. He said, the problem with common sense is that it's not that common. And I tell this to people all the time and they laugh. And I want you to think about something. If common sense was not common in Ben Franklin's day, how common is it in our day? So I call for diversity in media ownership. What I mean by diversity in media ownership is no one people should own the media. Now, I, you know, a lot of people will tell you problems, but they'll never tell you what the solution is. I'm going to tell you the solution. But the problem is it takes everybody's commitment in order to make it happen. No one race should own the media like it is today. No one people should own the voice of the media like it is today. The media should be there for all the people. I'm going to tell you something right now about Hollywood. These Jewish filmmakers are making low-grade films. You think you're being entertained because you see a few bombs go off. When you look at this in reality, it's low-grade entertainment. It's very poor entertainment. It's the same things over and over, and it really is, it's degradable. It's just horrible. It's not even worth watching. Most of it is not worth watching. That's the absolutely truth. Same as the music, same as everything else that this parasite touches. It corrupts everything. It ruins everything. It's ruined the art of the world. All kinds of stuff. The music of the world. It's destroyed everything. Now, if Hollywood was owned by Anglo-Saxons, can you imagine the movies that would have come out? Can you imagine how wonderful it would be to see true biblical movies that are true? And movies about history that taught us things. You see, the television in itself is not necessarily evil, but it's being used for evil because it's controlled by the parasite, which is the 3% of the population, 2 or 3%, whatever it is. But television could have been used for good. Television was designed to be used for good by its designer. But the parasite quickly got in control of it and used it to harm us. Television could have taught you the Hebrew language when you were a young child. Television could have taught you Greek. Television could have had true men of God speaking the truth. Television could have shown you, taught you history. You wouldn't even needed to go to school because television could have been used for everything good. We could have been much more intelligent than we are now had this media been used for good. And remember, as in all things with media, not only is it controlled by the parasite, but it's used for money. It's always money. While they corrupt you, while they abuse you, while they indoctrinate you, while they turn you into useful idiots, they want you to pay for that. You need to pay for these things. Pay for cable TV. Pay for that magazine that's teaching you women how to hate men in your own race and want to be a lesbian or a degenerate. Or a feminist. Don't you know that the feminist movement was always Jewesses? It was always controlled by Jewesses. See, not only is the feminist movement controlled by Jewesses, but the anti-feminist movement is headed up by a Jewess. Do you understand? That means controlled opposition. This is always how this parasite works. It wants to control both sides of the picture, both sides of the story. The Jew has now decided to enter the truth movement and tell the truth. Why is this? You say to yourself, why are we seeing these people come out, these Jews telling the truth? They suddenly got a conscience. They suddenly care about me knowing the truth. Now, the Jews and truth don't mix together. It's water and oil. There's no way. What did I tell you 2 weeks ago that the Talmud teaches them? Never tell the truth. But now they're telling the truth. I'm going to tell you why they're telling the truth. Because not only have they subverted the truth movement, which really wasn't a truth movement at all, or not very long anyway. But why they're doing this is it's to present themselves as presentable, to present themselves as truth tellers. You see, if they acted how they really are, evil and filthy all the time, they wouldn't have a redeemable character. But if they go out and tell the truth and pretend, it's a backpedal is what it is. See, they're backpedaling. They know that the truth is getting out there. They know there's money. Again, they know there's money to be made off the truth movement. You see what I'm telling you? If this doesn't make sense to you, I don't know what would make sense to you. So there's money to be made in writing books for the truth movement. Most of the new names in the truth movement now are Jew names. We know that Cass Sunstein had been given, I think, billions of dollars to infiltrate the truth movement and to subvert it by the Jew Obama. So, why you're seeing all these Jews telling the truth is because they're presenting themselves as redeemable. Here's how it works. I tell you the Jews are evil and they're doing all these things. They tell the truth and somebody says to me, no way, they can't be. I saw a Jew tell me the truth and he was telling the truth too. People, it's a sucker's game, man. It's a sucker's game. When are you people going to get Jew savvy? When are you going to understand what's going on around you? I just told you how the world works. If you don't believe me, well then carry on, my wayward son. So we all should call for diversity in media ownership. The world should immediately outlaw any race like that to own all of the media. Should not be allowed. I mean, anything could tell you that it should not be allowed. I want my voice in the media. And you say, well, you're getting it on the internet. Well, they're trying to take control of that too. And if they get control of that, there will be no voice in the media. So, the campaign is this. What can we do about this? I'm going to tell you what we can do about it. You see, because the Jew who is in power of these media outlets will never relinquish control of them willingly. He may pretend he relinquishes control of it and find a Shabbos Goy to buy the media through and just operate the same way they were already operating. This is what Rockefeller did with Standard Oil. They still run all Exxon and Mobil and everything else. But here's a safeguard that we can use in order to take control. And this is, just think about it for a moment. Because, you know, I often pray that if the media will not tell the truth, that Yahweh will make it so that nobody will watch their stations or read their papers or pay attention to them at all. And it is happening slowly but surely. Less and less people are paying attention to Fox News. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. I don't, if it's CNN or Fox News or whatever it is, it's all crap. So the campaign is this. If we find out that any newspaper, news channel, Hollywood movie, radio station, etc., any media outlet, magazine, anything at all, if we find out that they have lied to us, now this is the world body. You see, because the Jew will not give it up, but he will give it up this way. If we find out that they have lied to us, we should immediately boycott that entity and its subsidiaries for good. In other words, you don't watch that ever again. You don't buy that paper ever again. You don't pay attention to it at all. Never again. Never again. What happens when we all boycott a news station? Well, they're broadcasting to nobody. Nobody's listening to them. Therefore, they will lose all their jobs. They will lose their station. And they won't have that media outlet anymore because nobody's watching it. What good is it if nobody watches it? This is how easy it is to take the control from this parasite. And we can get real media stations out there, started up new ones that will actually go out and do and function properly as the organ of the media should be functioning. And it will cause the other organs, as I have told you, to get back in line somewhat, to work its way back to healing until Yahweh returns. Because once he returns, that's all over with. That's all done with. So, the liars will be forced to tell the truth or they will lose their media outlet. They've paid millions and billions of dollars to lie to you. And you've paid for it too. Don't forget, you pay for these lies. You paid to be lied to. You paid for the Jew talking head to get on that television on Fox News. Most of those guys are Jews that are sitting on the panel. They're there to tell you what to believe about that news story. Because you're too stupid to figure that out yourself. You don't know what to believe about a news story. What they're doing is they're programming you what to believe. When you saw 9/11, here's how they program people. When you saw 9/11, and you all remember that, I'm sure, most of you. You saw planes hit the building, and they showed it over and over and over and over and over. That is what's known as traumatization. See, in order to program an individual with mind control, first thing you have to do is traumatize them. Once they are traumatized, you can begin to program their mind with the program that you desire to program. Now, this is done all the time. So, they showed you the buildings getting hit over and over and over and over. You were in shock. You may not realize you were somewhat traumatized. There are people that cried. Many people were more traumatized than other people. At that moment, they fed the programming into your mind that it was Arabs that did this. Do you understand what I'm telling you? See, when you traumatize the mind, it splits up like a mirror into pieces, and each one of those pieces can be programmed. That's why it's called programming. You never thought of that, did you? You took it for granted. So that's how it's done. And that's how it was done that time. And it'll be done that way on the next false flag thing that they pull off. So the liars will be forced to tell the truth. They will have to function as the media is supposed to function by exposing corruption in all the other organs, thus bringing the organs back to a healthy state. If they won't tell the truth, nobody will pay attention to their media, and it will go bust. Don't tell me nobody's ever told you the solutions. I told you the problems here, folks. I told you the problems, and I told you the solution to the problem. It's actually quite an easy solution. I mean, the way the people are going now, many people are searching for the truth. So if we could band together and say, well, once I find out that Fox News lied to me, or has lied at all, they get no more of my attention anymore. That's just as simple as that. Just imagine if all of Anglo-Saxondom and some of the other families of the earth decided to stop watching these things. Do you realize what a shake-up that would be? That's how you take the power away, folks. And the last thing I'll tell you is this, and it's also by taking the power away, by taking the money away. I suggest, see, this is a counterfeit world. The structure may seem to us to be the way that it should be, but it really has unnecessary parts that are there to facilitate the control mechanisms. Your belief that this world is how it should be came from the parasite through its media avenues. I'm going to read that one more time for you. This world is a counterfeit world. The structure may seem to us to be the way that it should be, but It really has unnecessary parts that are there to facilitate the control mechanisms. Your belief that this world is how it should be came from the parasite through its media avenues. Love not the world. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So what I suggest you do, here's the suggestion, and I did this years ago. And you know something? You might think you'd miss television. I absolutely abhor commercials. I really hate commercials. And, you know, I believe that when you paid for cable TV, you were paying for not to have commercials. Slowly but surely, because the Jew just can't stand having a good thing going for itself, it had to bring in commercials so it could generate more money, more money, more money, more money, more money, more money, more money. I hate commercials. Always have hated them. I never want to hear him again, whether it's on radio, whether it's anywhere. So I got rid of cable TV. It's got to be about 5 years. I don't miss it. I mean, I don't miss it at all. I turned my television into an education station. There's so much stuff, so much truth out there. There's so much that you can learn on YouTube. You can learn languages. You can learn all kinds of things. Why not use television for what it was designed to be used for, to educate you? You see, there's two forms of education you get in this world. One of them isn't education at all. It's indoctrination. But then there's the education that you are responsible for and that you give yourself. I suggest that you take the money away from them, get rid of your cable TV, have your computer hooked up to your television, and begin your education today. You'll be much better off from it. You'll find out also that after you stop watching the television, the control media, you'll begin to think clearly, more clearly than you've ever thought before. So, that's my advice, and I'd say that that's very, very good advice. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this show this week, and I actually only got through half of it. I was going to tell you what Yahweh's world, the real world, would be like, and maybe I'll do that next week. We'll see. So, I suggest that you begin to think about what I've said here. Listen to this message over. Go find evidence of what I've told you. Just don't believe what I told you necessarily, although I'm telling you the truth. And study to show thyself approved. That's what I have to say. You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. Until next time, like I said, study to show thyself approved.